But Kevin Durant, who is indeed in the jailhouse now.
Whatever happened to celebrity bowling?
We'll get back to that.
Okay.
It's a long season.
It's a long season. So, yeah. This is Point of Order. I'm Joe Sonnenblum.
Jason Bogdan returning.
Oh, yes. Good. Yes, I'm glad to have you back. And this is Stephen McGrath, who's what you're hearing.
And Linda.
And the fifth member of the show today is Steve's chair.
Yeah.
I feel like it's like a space seat. Like I'm on the Challenger. I'm about to go up in the space. Like I'm like backwards here.
Apparently, in my absence, Steve complained that I always get the good chair.
Gets the good chair.
That's
and
the chair he's sitting on now. Is
there's always
please
a problem.
Donate to the site to update the chairs.
Yeah,
get
your money out, a dollar.
The lumbar
50 cents.
Support on this is completely terrible.
This is what got Matt Harvey, I think, with the chairs. So we're not going to start with Matt Harvey. We'll start with Kevin Durant.
Of course.
And in one of the strangest off seasons in basketball history, this is the move that will make Kevin Durant an asshole.
To you. I think it's a very good move, and I think there's psychology behind it, but besides Kevin Durant's sort of selfishness, and I'll get into that if you.
I think it makes him an asshole to 98% of the world. Okay. I do not include myself in that 98%.
Okay. You're a higher being than all of us.
Yeah, sure.
I think he's an asshole. I think he's a giant asshole. I think when you have a team like Oklahoma City just put together for you, they put it together for him to stay. Mm-hmm. Presti, who I think should maybe get general manager of the decade, because that guy really pulled off some great moves in the draft and through free agency and all that. I just don't understand. You got Victor Oladipo, who was the perfect piece for you. Perfect piece for you. And then you still have Steven Adams, and you have Russell Westbrook, who is now going to leave. Definitely. No chance in hell he signs back is what everyone has told all of us.
See, I think the reason why he had to move was because we've developed some sort of, it must have been in the last 10 or 15 years, like in a sports world, where the idea is if you do not have a ring, you are nothing. You're absolutely nothing. So it doesn't matter. There are no more Patrick Ewings anymore. There are no more Dominique Wilkins. Or people are okay to stay with the same team for a long time, just even though they're great. Let me ask you a question. I'm gonna bounce to a couple different sports. See if you guys can answer this. Who is better, Tony Romo or Eli Manning?
Eli Manning.
Tony Romo.
Why? See that there's a divide.
I get
there.
It.
What is the reasoning for that?
Super Bowl titles.
Super Bowl titles against
great
Tom Brady.
Teams, yeah,
of course.
Patriots, yeah, sure.
You can argue the same thing with Tony Romo.
Right.
Who's better, LeBron James or Michael Jordan?
Michael Jordan.
Why? Well, titles, right? He's won six.
I see what you're getting at.
So then Kobe's better than LeBron.
Some people can argue that.
Tim Duncan's better than LeBron.
People can argue that too. I'm just saying the fact is he's at a point in his career.
I don't know. I can't argue. I think LeBron's better than Kobe. I think LeBron's better than Tim Duncan. Tim Duncan's the greatest power forward of all time.
Well, also LeBron James, the reason why he's won those three titles is because he's had one incredible superstar on his team and one sort of lesser star on his team. And that's how people have been winning titles. Look at the last people that have won it. It's the Cavaliers, the Warriors. You have at least three people that are going to at least score you 20 points a game. If you don't in today's NBA, you're not going to win a title no matter what.
So, Joe,
and I don't think Oladipo was going to be that guy.
So the last Spurs title, they didn't have three 20-point game scorers.
Tony Parker.
Parker scored 20 points a game in the season. Tim Duncan definitely wasn't 20 points a game.
But here's the difference. They have guard play that's going to carry them. And that's important in today's society. Like, basically, society. Sports society. That was the reject name of the show.
The sports society.
It's not, sport.
Oladipo is a guy that's coming from the Magic who was not really a superstar.
He was billed to be a superstar, but he was just out of a weak draft.
True.
A very weak draft.
But I don't even want to hear about loyalty because the Oklahoma City Thunder weren't even loyal to the city of Seattle.
Well,
they left.
Come hang on. They weren't loyal to James Harden.
They weren't loyal to Scott Brooks.
Seattle also didn't want to pay for the stadium. That's Seattle.
Okay.
Steve's right. One of those loons who still calls the Dodgers the Brooklyn Dodgers.
The Washington Expos.
So I'm just saying, like, they didn't want to pony up.
I got
the billionaire didn't want to pony up, so that's why he moved it to a shithole town.
All right.
I'm sorry, Oklahoma City. All right.
Joe, why do you think he left? I want your take on it, because you're pissed at him.
Yeah.
Why do you think he left?
The easy road to the title.
And there's something wrong with that.
I think there is.
Okay.
I think there's something wrong with it in the sense that you were building Oklahoma City. And listen, it's really not your fault that you didn't make it to the finals last year. That would be Russell Westbrook's fault for shooting you out of basketball games.
Yeah, maybe he doesn't want to be on the same team as him anymore.
Okay.
I mean, nine years is enough, right?
All
right,
so
wasn't that relationship a little manufactured anyway?
Yeah, of course it was.
Come on.
You go to a team with guys that shoot 35 times a game? How's that going to work?
So let me ask you this hypothetical here.
Yeah.
Your boss comes to you and says, hey, I'm going to send you to a different store. I'm going to give you twice the money, and you do half the work. Would you do it?
See, that...
Hold on. Would you do it?
I'll be honest with you. No, I wouldn't. And okay. I'll tell you why. I've had people come up to me and ask me to be the assistant manager of the Park Slope store.
Yeah.
I didn't take it.
Why?
I want to be in Williamsburg.
Because you want to put the city on your shoulders?
No, because it's my shop. I opened that shop.
Yeah, but you did that out of convenience for yourself. And
no.
I don't want to be out of Williamsburg. I don't want to go to
Park Slope. Work.
That's not the point.
But
the
convenience for him is being on a team that's not selfish. They're not selfish ball players.
The Warriors?
No.
Oh, you get ready. There we go.
Oh, I'm ready. Is this Ronnie?
Hold on.
You don't have to pick it up.
Hi, I'm Ed.
What's up? Good morning.
Hey, Mr. Hello, Morris. Sir.
Good morning.
Hold on. Let me get my headphones on.
KD left, man.
All right.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm hot. Coming in hot here.
KD left because he gave 9 years of his life to take the title with a guy that doesn't want to play like basketball in a flowing,
I can't hear anything.
Way. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, no, you're good. Keep going.
Oh, I got it. No, I just hit the wrong
okay.
thing. I think our mics are too high.
Westbrook, yeah. Selfish
he
basketball.
He doesn't want to play with Russell anymore.
Right.
And he went to the Golden State Warriors because I don't know if you guys noticed, but they play a beautiful brand of basketball. They share the ball, man.
Okay.
I do.
Period.
Two of us know that in this room.
Listen.
Period.
I'm going to tell you.
Like, everybody wants to get on the whole KD is a dick rider thing, and that's a good, like, hot, you know, topic or whatever, but that's not the truth. He just wants to play basketball where he can get his shots in rhythm and not have to worry about when he's getting the ball or if he's going to not get the ball for a quarter. Because Russell got to put up 10 shots. Like, fuck Russell Westbrook. And I don't want him on the Knicks either.
I know. We talked about this as we were walking the other day. Ahmed accompanied me to the bank for the shop. But I'm going to tell you this, Ahmed. I disagree with you wholeheartedly because I'm here to say next year the Golden State Warriors don't get out of the second round of the playoffs. All right?
Listen,
you will understand.
They might not win a championship.
You will understand.
But KD's going to be happy playing ball.
Oh, good.
He's gonna get a shot.
Ooh, gonna be happy playing ball. And if he doesn't win another championship, if the Warriors don't win another championship, Kevin Durant is the biggest failure in basketball history.
Who's gonna beat the Warriors
next
year in the second round?
Eventually, they're gonna win it.
I don't know yet.
If they don't win it next year,
so a random team's gonna beat
the man's talking.
Sorry, I was arguing with Joe.
I'm sorry. I was just saying, like, eventually they're gonna win it. So, like, everybody could just get off of KD's dick because he's gonna win a championship.
Okay.
Not next year, it'll be the year after or the year after that. They're going to be together for a while.
Med, listen to this, though, right?
I'm listening.
Next year or the year after, okay? Let's say that they don't win a championship. Klay Thompson leaves or Draymond Green leaves.
Mm-hmm.
They're not winning shit, man. They're not winning a fucking thing.
No,
imagine if Klay Thompson...
I think those two are the best.
Okay. Like, right, I agree with you. I think the whole...
They're role players.
Yeah.
They take on a lot.
Everybody wants to tell me that Steph Curry's the best basketball player on that team, and they're wrong. It's Draymond Green.
He's not.
Draymond Green's the best basketball player.
Draymond
pure basketball
does
player.
Everything.
Everything. Everything. I don't like him, but he does everything. See,
but
to me.
Can I tell you something else? The biggest clutch player on that team is Klay Thompson.
Yes.
Sure.
We've seen it this year. So Steph really doesn't factor in the way that people think he does. Like, he's the best shooter I've ever seen in my life, and great ball handler, all that. But he doesn't put an imprint on big series ever. We've seen it 2 years in a row now. He's nobody.
I'll agree with that. Steve's going to...
No,
I think he's right. I think that's a valid point. Go ahead.
I mean, you are right. It's just I mean, 73 wins is 73 wins, and he was a big part of that. And you can't downplay it. No matter what you saw in the last two games of the finals, you can't discount everything he did beforehand.
I saw a team become the team I thought they were.
Yeah, very late into the playoff run. Sorry.
Doesn't matter when you show up.
When he showed up to the big game, he didn't come through.
Right.
You could take all that 73 wins and those 40-point games and the shooting from half court and throw it in the garbage. Because he didn't show up the last four games when he's supposed to close these dudes out.
No,
he's a bum. So I'm going to let you guys go because I don't want the radio to dominate.
All right. We love you.
You're like Russell Westbrook right now.
We're going to...
Westbrook...
Pass the mic, man. Pass the mic.
The Knicks don't need him. We got dogs now.
That's
go Knicks.
Yes, sir. Let's go
Knicks.
Yeah.
Ahmed.
Ahmed, we love you.
Yeah. Love you, dude.
All right.
No, I don't think it's a... Wow, all of a sudden I can't hear myself.
I bet other people wish they couldn't hear either.
But, I think Kevin Durant going to the Warriors, it's going to be maybe not the 73-win team, but I think they're going to do incredibly well.
I think so.
Maybe it might take 10 games, but it's going to...
Oh, I think it's going to be more than 10 games. I think it's going to take more than 10 games to see.
This could be one of those experiments that fails miserably.
Yeah, it could
be. Let's keep that window open.
It could be. It could be. But
you know,
But if you're the Warriors and you just signed Kevin Durant, you got rid of Harrison Barnes and you brought in Kevin Durant, like, what's your feeling on that? Yeah. You'd be stoked.
See, to me, Harrison Barnes.
We'd be stoked.
I like Harrison Barnes a lot. I think Harrison Barnes was...
Talk about a guy who didn't show up.
No, he definitely didn't show up. I like Harrison Barnes a lot, though. I think he's a key role player for that team. And... what are they going to do? They're going to have to move a piece in the middle of the season. They have to. I feel like Iguodala is going to have to go somewhere.
No, he's part of the starting.
Yeah,
but
part. He's got to be a starter.
But I think you'll see now that they traded Bogut to the Mavericks.
Yeah,
they're not big anymore.
Well, they signed David West and Zaza Pachulia.
Oh my god!
Yeah, step with the Pachulia.
Oh my god!
What? They're bums.
Okay, Zaza Pachulia is a straight bum.
Yeah. He's not a bum.
Ahmed is probably seething because we both hate Zaza Pachulia so much. When the Knicks were about to sign Zaza Pachulia like 2 or 3 years ago, we were freaking out because that guy sucks.
He's
a big, doofy European man.
He's not going to take over a game, but you just need him to knock down those threes
and
grab the rebounds. That's it.
Isn't that Iguodala's job?
What do you mean? I think everyone hits threes on that team, so it's not like anybody's role to hit
threes. I saw a lot
threes.
Of people missing threes on that team, too. They miss them just like they make them, so that's all right.
All right, so let's go to our own backyard here, our own treasure trove of talent, if you will, in the New York
Knicks. Oh, I'm so happy. We were talking about this on the walk over here. Aren't you excited to be a Knicks fan right now?
When was the last time you were this excited for a Knicks season?
I said Melo coming over. Yeah. That was the last time I was excited.
Yeah. We signed Mandingus. Portalingus.
I don't know the guy's name. Kuzminic?
Yeah.
Kuzminic?
It's like, please sign Dennis Kucinich.
Dennis Kucinich.
Dennis
Kucinich.
Yeah, no.
I'll get the name. I have the name here.
But you know what?
And Hernan Gomez, right?
Willie Gomez. We drafted him last year in the second round.
Had the rights to him.
But
this guy's a Lithuanian, so I'm assuming he's just a Porzingis protege.
Well, I mean.
No, he's Latvian Porzingis.
Yeah, but the guy is.
Lithuanian.
Yeah, so. We watched the press conference.
For Kuzminskas?
I watched Joakim Noah and Mike Courtney Lee. Conley, I'm sorry. Courtney Lee gets sworn in as a new Knick.
Yeah.
And it's great. They want to
be here. They want
to be here.
They're
hunger. Yep. I mean, Joakim Noah, I really believe, thinks that people are doubting him and doubting his ability. And he wants to prove it. And he's home. This is home.
Yeah.
And that's something else that is such a great storyline for this team. I mean... just look at the starting lineup 2 months ago.
Yeah.
And I was telling Linda while we were walking here, if you told me we'd have Derrick Rose, Courtney Lee, Joakim Noah, Kristaps Porzingis, and Carmelo Anthony as our starting five, I would flip out.
And then Brandon Jennings.
That's a great signing, I know.
What
I'm
an amazing signing. Phil Jackson, if he leaves or drops dead, we got to go to his funeral or his goodbye.
I'm not going to Montana. No. I am not going to Montana.
He's
going to
pull the assistant coach.
You don't
want
to go to Jackson Hole? Man, the guy's in Jackson Hole.
As much as I love the storyline of Noah coming home to New York and all that stuff, love it.
Mm-hmm. So, I know you think we overpaid.
Great article in the paper today in the Daily News. Ahmed, I got my Daily News with me here. So the guy's 32. was terrible last year.
I'm just tempering it.
As exciting as this team is, things can go south for this team very quickly, and they're the Knicks.
I know that. But here's I think a lot of what happened last year for the Bulls, they had a new coach who sucked, and the team itself just like fell apart. Because like Derrick Rose was sort of the Derrick Rose of old in the second half of the season.
Yeah,
but the team
games.
Just didn't gel.
Well, Hoiberg's up-tempo nonsense doesn't really work.
Yeah.
Not for them. I think...
Don't you think the Knicks are going to be up-tempo and run and gun?
No.
No, it's Phil Jackson at the helm.
I don't know.
I think there's going to be a lot of ISO play, and I think it's going to work out well, because now the ISO play can either be Derrick Rose or Carmelo Anthony. Yeah. Now you have a viable option, or Kristaps Porzingis. Yeah. You have viable options, and then you can pass out to Courtney Lee, who'll be waiting on the wing for the three.
Right.
So it works. I think it works. Now, something I think we do need to talk about is Derek Williams leaving.
I don't
like that as much as I thought I would, because Kylo Quinn is the only other really big man that you have, and I fucking hate Kylo Quinn.
You. He sucks.
You're a big man. Just dunk the ball. What is 6 or 7 pump fakes doing?
Yeah, exactly.
What are you doing?
Well, that guy, Willie, from, we drafted. He's like 7-footer. So, yeah. I mean, but he signed a multi-year deal here, so he's going to be here.
See, as weary as I am, as weary as I am of Greek or Lithuanian or Latvian, I am very weary of Spanish players.
Really?
Why?
Spain's
the team that gives us trouble in the Olympics and all
Pau Gasol and Marc Gasol. That's really it.
Ricky Rubio?
You're big on Ricky Rubio?
I was at one point in my life.
But look, yeah, you loved Ricky Rubio. But look at the team as a whole. If you're not on Spain's national team, you probably just stink in Spain.
Or you're too young to be on it.
Well, how old is Hernan Gomez? 22?
Yeah, I just turned 22.
All right, I'll give you that.
We'll see.
He was not on the last Olympic team.
Listen, we did mess with Porzingis last year. Yeah. We were so critical of him, and look at how he worked out. You're not going to get a Porzingis.
Yeah.
It's just not going to happen.
You could tell me anybody over Kylo Quinn, and I'd be happy. I don't even care. Just tell me the guy 7-foot. Get rid of Kylo Quinn.
Kevin Serafin?
Okay. You got a point. Look, Serafin is... If Kylo Quinn is shit, Kevin Serafin is like...
Pee-pee.
Yeah, pee-pee.
Yeah.
Bad stomach pain.
But Kevin Serafin, Ahmed and I were talking about this as well. He gives you the hard minutes. He really does play a hard brand of basketball. And I like him... In that sense, and he's a good rebound. I think he's a better rebounder than Kylo Quinn, and I think he's got a better dream
hook. Kylo Quinn's kind of small for a center, right?
6'8".
Yeah, he's like 6'9", or something like that. Did you see what Lance Thomas said about why he returned to the Knicks?
No.
I thought it very much is reminiscent of old basketball. He said, "I did not want to leave the Knicks as a loser."
Oh.
He's like, I didn't want that to be...
That's the anti-Kevin Durant argument.
Yeah. I don't want to leave as a loser. Because his teams were bad the 2 years that he was on this team, so...
And I still think, this is New York, man.
Yeah.
This is the Knicks.
Yeah, we got to get our swag back, though. We have no swag.
That's why
this year is very important.
Yeah, 2000, the 2000 finals killed us. Mm. Killed us mentally, killed our fan base. It really did. Because how many times... And Van Gundy left, I think, the year after or 2 years after.
Yeah.
And that killed us. And now you're finally back after those shitty lean years, after the Eddie Currys and the Marty Collinses and the Antonio McDices. Yeah. You finally have marquee players that aren't just bums.
Right.
I mean, Derrick Rose could be a bum, and I'm praying to the voodoo gods. I'm praying that he's not.
I do want to, for historical things, I do want to point out that you've had an about face on Derrick Rose.
I hate Derrick Rose.
To be loyal to our listeners here,
I hate him.
You have wished many a bad thing on Derrick Rose. That he's a bum.
Hate him.
He's a scrub.
He's a Nick now.
Yeah, exactly.
He's a Nick now. Listen, that's one thing. I will root for all Knicks.
Yeah.
All Knicks. I don't root for all Mets.
Yeah,
I don't
true.
Root for all Jets. I will root for all Knicks because I want the Knicks to win so badly.
Yeah.
Just 41 games.
Yeah.
That's all I want. I don't even want the... If you don't make the playoffs, you win 41 games this year, I'm going to clap.
They're a team that unites the city like no other team.
Yeah, the Knicks are it.
I think I think the minimum I expect of this year, 40. But I think they have the capability, if they stay healthy and everything works.
50.
About 50, I'd say. So between 40 and 50.
I'd put them, I'm still a jaded Knicks fan.
Yep.
I'd put them between 38 and 48. That's where I'm going to put them.
Okay.
And that's just, and I think 38, you make the playoffs.
That's my number.
But we won 38 they're
gonna
last
win,
year, right?
They're going to win 38 games.
You think 38 and 44?
But we won 38 last year.
We went 33 and 49 or 32 and 50.
So Derrick Rose and Joakim Noah is going to be four wins.
I am wary of this team's health. I'm just a Knicks fan, man.
That's all I'm telling you. I hope that they win 73, 74.
Yeah.
I'm just a Knicks fan.
We're also Knicks fans.
You got to keep your perspective with the Knicks.
Yeah. Yes.
The Knicks can be really, really bad for no reason. They could have Kobe, LeBron, Melo, and they could lose 82.
If they had Kobe, LeBron, and Melo, they'd get into a plane crash and they'd all die before the first game.
Like the big bopper.
Knicks.
Yeah. So.
Look, it's something to be excited about at the end of the day, right? But here's what I'm worried about. The ticket prices from last season
were ridiculous.
Right.
And they weren't great.
Right.
Now that they could be great, we're never going to be able to go to the games. We're not going to be able to afford it.
We'll I mean, I think we could figure something out. Okay.
We can rob one of the scalpers outside of Madison Square Garden.
Here's a career.
You're on.
Speaking of career.
Hey!
Is that Daddy?
Ronaldo the Great.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I want to call out somebody, and as they're on their flight back to Europe, I want them to know that there was one person watching him ride a horse, and I want him to know, all the Europeans that are going to go bet on this guy, know this ride, go look back at it. Humphrey Bogart in the eighth race at Belmont yesterday had a fat 18-1. The only problem with this horse was the pig fuck that was on top of him, okay?
What was his name?
This fucking slob.
What's his name?
Of a human being who fucked me out of about $1,000 minimum. That's the first thing. That's the first thing. The guy's name is Sean Levy.
Oh, Sean
Levy. L-E-V-E-Y. Okay? I want all you Ascotians, New Marketians, an Epsom Derby fan, to remember that name. And I also blame the trainer, Richard Hannon, who knows better, who leaves this pig head on the fucking horse when he could have put 9,000 other schmuck bags on him besides this fart fuck, okay? He could have put Jamie Spencer on this horse because he was riding a horse in that race, but he could have conned him into fucking riding this horse.
Wow.
This horse was the goods, okay? Just letting you know.
Okay, so
just
now,
letting you know.
So now that you've talked about something that only 0.0001% of our listeners, you, care about.
I'm always interested in the ponies.
Up the fan base.
Yeah.
You know, listen, you're the world of sports.
Yeah, we try.
So go ahead.
So
Ronnie, who won the race?
I know who won it.
He tore up the program.
I had him with the one. It doesn't matter. The horse was fun.
Sounds
he
like
was
it matters.
So fun. It doesn't matter. You got to know when you know horse racing, like every degenerate, spick fucking bullshit fucking idiot that can fucking ride a horse. Anybody could have. You know what? I'm going to even say Dylan Davis could have given this guy a better fucking ride. And you know how I feel about that guy, okay?
I feel like I have to hang up on that.
Would Mike Luzzi have taken that horse to victory?
He would have won by 12.
I feel like
he would have been in the ground by this time. By the time this guy was picking up his plane ticket.
All right, listen. If you have to talk
about the Knicks.
Okay, the Knicks.
Now, I know everybody. I'm going to calm down. I know everybody is so hyped up, okay, because we're getting the greatest of the greats to come over here. You know, we're going back to 1926 Rosenthal basketball, when basketball was first invented. And I understand you're getting the great Derrick Rose, you're getting the great Joakim Noah, whatever. Joakim Noah. Who else are you getting, Joe? You want to familiarize
Courtney
me
Lee.
With who else?
We got Courtney Lee and Brandon Jennings as a six man.
I do like Courtney Lee. I do like Brandon Jennings, but I'm sure they'll fuck it up in some way where they don't use them the right way. Anywho, the Knicks, for all you degenerate human beings out there, are a plum worth waiting to be picked. Just letting you know, okay?
All right.
I'll say no more.
You heard it here first.
I don't want to anger you. May I say something about the Mets?
We're going to
get there. Call back when we get into the Mets.
Okay, because Terry Collins.
We're going to get there. All right.
Oh, that's
it's enough.
Hang it up,
anyway,
buddy.
Okay.
Thank God the FCC hasn't followed the show.
Sorry for all of you out there.
Sorry for all of you that had Humphrey Bogart in the eighth yesterday.
Yeah. So where were we with Joe Kim Noah?
You were going on about the health, I believe.
Yeah, okay. Look, this team, if they stay healthy, I'm going to give them 45 wins. Okay. If they get nixed, in KN, they're going to win 38 games. So we'll see, which should still make you feel pretty good, but it would not justify all the zeal and the excitement that is in this room right now.
I mean, but this is the reason why I stopped watching ESPN. I haven't watched ESPN in like First Take or Mike or any of that, because all they want to do is hate on us. That's all they want to do. And 2 weeks ago, or a week and a half, or maybe it was last weekend, I saw Kate Fagan.
Kate
Fagan at my...
nice woman.
Yeah, very nice woman. I saw her at the coffee shop around the corner from my store. And she was been lying behind me, and I turned around and said, "You're Kate Fagan?" I said, "I am." I said, "So why are people hating on us for signing all these people?" And she said, "I know, right? It's unbelievable. All they want to hate us when we don't do anything, and they want to hate us when we do something. We can't win. It's New York." Yeah. And that really is the way it is. So for all you people out there that are telling me that Derrick Rose is going to get hurt, and Joe Kim Noah is going to average 2.5 points a game, and Carmelo Anthony is going to be a fat blob, and Kristaps Porzingis is going to turn into a Latvian. Listen.
Latvian stretcher.
Listen. I'm going to give you the Aaron Rodgers. Relax. R-E-L-A-X.
X.
Relax.
I completely agree with Colin Cowherd. He's at a point where he's just saying he never liked Derrick Rose. He just didn't like Derrick Rose.
And call him a glorified shoe salesman.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yes, he says.
I like Colin Cowherd, man. But I never did, but I do now.
But he was like, you know, I want the Knicks to be exciting. He's like, that's good for basketball. He's like, so I'm excited that it's exciting at least.
Okay.
Is this Ronnie?
No, man.
Go.
I'm not going to talk about horses and shit. I had to call back just to let y'all know. Like, everybody's hating on the Knicks. They think that we're a wounded horse. We're going to break down on the last
nice
mile.
Nice homage there. Yeah, that's called.
Thank you.
Yeah, well done.
But no, man, that's not what's going down. Like, these guys are hungry.
Yes.
Like, Melo's tired of losing.
Yes.
Joakim Noah is a prideful player. He's a prideful player. We haven't had that in so long. Where guys want to win. They don't want to go out there and lose. They want to win. So, even if they hurt, they're going to come and play. They're going to play hard. And we might not get a chip this year, but within the 4 years that Joakim Noah is here, or Joe Kim, whatever you want to call him, we're going to compete. LeBron's not going to have an easy road.
Right.
That's all I got to say.
Thank you,
LeBron,
man.
LeBron is scared right now. LeBron's nervous. He's like, D-Rose, Melo, and Noah, I hate all of them. And they're together. It's a problem.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, I love your dad, though. Like, even though he goes on a rant, I love his rant. He's mad fucking funny.
Thank you, sir.
Later.
All right, man.
I think, look, I agree with Ahmed. I'm not trying to be the voice of doom here, but, you know, even if you're hurt.
It's the battered wife syndrome. You don't want to step back into the pool again.
Yeah, it's just I want to temper expectations
pool.
Again.
The dating pool.
I got you.
Yeah, he's on a cricket chair.
I understand.
All right, let's move forward.
All right, let's.
Are we going to talk about the Euros?
Yeah, we will at the end of the show. Yeah. Hold on. We're going to talk about Dwayne Wade.
I think that is a way worse move than what Durant did.
Well, Pat Riley did this. This is not Dwayne Wade. But also, Dwayne Wade is from Chicago. It makes it.
Come on.
He's from Chicago.
No, I know that, but that's
Kevin Durant's not from.
What he did was the epitome of petty. Yeah. He left for $7 million off over 2 years. So he left for $3.5 million.
You know why he left?
Petty.
It's because he's never been the highest paid player on that team.
Oh my God, I've never been the highest paid player. I've made $200 million for me.
Raul, where are you? Raul, I hope you're listening.
I make commercials that go, I'm like a Yeti eating frozen spaghetti. Yeah.
With George Gervin. People don't know that's the Iceman. Yeah. That's why the commercial's in ice. Sure. Come on,
that's
everybody.
Funny.
People are asking me who that old guy
that's
is.
That's ego bullshit.
That's bullshit.
Raul.
But for you to say that, you know, he wasn't – I'm surprised that that's the argument coming from you.
And it's not going to work in Chicago, by the way.
Oh, no. It's not going to work.
Rondo and him in the backcourt that can't shoot.
Rondo, I think, is going to be more of an assist man. He's going to turn into what Ricky Rubio is. I think it's going to be like Rondo's going to score 12 and dish 15.
That'd be great.
Which is what he did for most of Sacramento.
Yeah, but he was on Sacramento. That was the problem.
They're also looking into Rudy Gay, the Bulls. They're also looking into Rudy Gay.
That guy gets traded all the time.
I know.
This is just a road for Wade to get
with a name like that?
Yeah.
What, did you hear what she just said?
No, what?
This is just the road for Wade to get to Cleveland. Because Pat Riley wasn't going to give him to Cleveland.
No, but he's making 20-something million a year. He ain't going to Cleveland.
By All-Star break, he will be traded.
Ooh, that's a bold prediction.
But who do you move? That means Kevin Love's got to go. You got to get rid of one of those $20 million
a year.
I'm
pretty sure it's like Shumpert. They already have
Shumpert's making $10 million a year. That's not matching it. You have to.
I forget who it was.
If it was me, I would do Shumpert, J.R. Smith, Tristan Thompson, and a first round pick for Dwayne Wade.
It's something like that, actually.
That's not bad.
That's what I would do. And it makes sense for both sides. It really does.
Well, J.R. Smith is a free agent. He has not signed anywhere yet.
Oh, he's going to re-sign with the Cavaliers, please.
He's going to buy a lot of shirts with that money.
Yeah, he's a fool if he doesn't re-sign with the Cavaliers. He's going to re-sign with the Cavaliers.
But he just said he was a fool if he doesn't, but we've seen his
previous
history.
Yeah, he's a fool. We know he's a fool in general.
He's a fool in general.
Yeah, but he'll re-sign with the Cavaliers. Where's he going to go? Sign with the Bucks. Who's he going to sign with?
Who knows? I don't know.
Does this move make the Bulls better? That's the question.
I don't know. At this moment, I don't know.
Because I don't know either.
Because you lost Pau Gasol, who's arguably one of your better...
The Spurs.
Exactly.
Burn.
Scary Spurs.
Yep.
I don't know.
Oh, he put on his Santa Claus glasses.
I'm putting on the glasses to discuss
He's put on his Santa Claus glasses.
Joe, I had no idea you were this good looking the entire time.
No, but I think you're going to see a lot more Doug McDermott. I think you're going to see a lot more Taj Gibson, which is something they didn't do last year.
Mm-hmm. I like Taj Gibson.
I do, too. I don't think he's a starter, but I think he's going to get six-man minutes.
Sure.
I think he should get six-man minutes. He's earned it with that team. He gives you real hard basketball minutes,
So you think Whiteside is like, oh, shucks now?
Why? No. Whiteside's like, oh, I'm rich. He's
23.
Yeah.
He... deserved
got
the money.
Yeah.
Yep. Like, he got it, and they're going to build around him, as they should.
I think the Heat, though, are drastically worse. And it's not Dwayne Wade. It's not the Dwayne Wade move. While this was all happening, Luol Deng just crept out to the Lakers.
Yeah.
And that is a giant
move.
Oh,
I didn't see that.
Yeah. And Joe Johnson to the Jazz.
Yeah, that I saw.
Yeah.
So, to me, Dwayne Wade aside, the Heat are depleted.
Yeah. That's...
And I will always...
still have Goran Dragic. They still have Justice Winslow.
Yeah. Justice Winslow
I like, but Dragic... Justice Winslow,
I don't believe in Goran Dragic. I never have.
Dragic can score you 20 if he wants.
Okay, but then, I love that. But then what?
He can if he wants.
If he wants.
Two qualifiers. Right.
Well, I mean, he also had Chris Bosh on the team, and that's the ultimate
That's the question mark.
Yeah.
Chris Bosh is the absolute
question mark.
He's not
going to play
again.
I really don't think he's going to play again.
Yeah, he's like, I'm fine.
Yeah, he's got the Fred Sanford.
That was Chris Bosh's doctor here.
Tell the truth.
All that money comes off the salary cap because the insurance.
Well, yeah, they're insured on Chris Bosh,
so,
sure.
If anything, but they're better off if he just.
No, they're not because they.
Where are they going to put that money? Healthy.
Pat Riley, one thing this is going to do is hurt the Heat in free agency for next year, I think. And you lose Dwayne Wade, you lose the dough, or you get the dough, you lose Chris Bosh, you're going to lose 50 games. The Heat are going to lose 50 games if Chris Bosh isn't playing.
Yeah.
If Chris Bosh is not playing, they're going to lose 50 games.
Well, that was my question about Whiteside. Whiteside's
great.
No, I know that. He could get that money from
anywhere.
Anyone, right?
Well, he couldn't have gotten the 50 or anywhere else.
Oh, sure.
No, yeah.
Right. So. But do you think he's like, damn, I should have... Had he known Wade was leaving, would he have wanted to be in Miami?
Yes.
No, well, I think he was going to take the money no matter what. I mean, this dude was making... Yeah. Because he made... I mean... Still very good money by comparison of like average people.
Sure.
But like he has the payday in front of him. He's not going to go ring chasing right now. I don't think he has that mindset. He's not that type of player.
Maybe not at 23.
Yeah, I think he wants the money. And then in a few years, you'll see him ring chase.
Yeah, when he's 28, 29. Yeah, that's what most people do.
But going back to Pat Riley, this is all his mess. This really is his mess. Because when you look at what Pat Riley tried to do, I feel like He never talked to Wade.
Well, he offered him 1 year, $10 million.
I mean, that's insanity. And never
called him, apparently.
That's insanity. Steve, I mean,
yeah, but then
that's
they offered
disrespect.
Him 2 years, $40 million.
Yeah, but it's like, you know, he gave him the...
gave him the buffing up.
Fuck him the Malocchio.
He believes in not paying a player 2 years before.
Yeah, he didn't want to give him the Kobe Bryant treatment.
And
yeah.
I understand that, and I get it. But, you know, in certain cases, you just need to. You just need to. The Heat have their champion. Heat fans are not going to go, we want 15 more right now. But they have three.
Are we going to? Excuse me. Are we going to challenge Pat Riley, who has proven that he is great as a coach, as a GM, as a president?
I'm not challenging the Don.
He must know something.
This is interesting. That's an interesting point, because I thought about that too. What do you think he knows? Is Wade hurt? Is he done?
Well,
what
clearly
does he
Wade's
know?
Not giving you the same output that he used to.
Clearly. But what are you thinking when he says he knows something?
He probably knows that he can get somebody to replace him, maybe not this year because it was so close to
maybe
like
the
whatever.
Deadline. Yeah. Maybe it's Rudy Gay.
Yeah. I am sure he's got something up his sleeve. He's proven it time and time again. We're like, oh, you know. I mean, the Miami Heat were never like always great under his reign, but he's always had some sort of plan to figure things out.
And maybe he's okay with not having a great year, getting a pretty good draft pick. Then going into free agency next year.
I don't think they have any draft picks coming up.
Next year? I think they do.
Well, yeah, I mean...
I don't think they do.
No?
Linda, can you look that up?
Yes. You have the thing right in front of you. Well, if worse comes to worse, right, what you could do is you could just talk to Russell Westbrook and say, Russell, come over here. Yeah. We'll move Dragic. No. We'll get picks. We'll figure it out really quickly. Yeah. And you could play with Bosch if he's healthy. You could play with Whiteside. And then
Bosch is incredibly important in this.
Right. I know that he's the reason. If Bosch doesn't play at all, they're losing 50 games.
That's what I'm saying.
Although
yeah,
Bosch
I
is also
think...
a player when you talk about, you know, people not showing up in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Sure. And you talk about, like, you know, Steph Curry and not showing up and Harrison Barnes. Chris Bosch is one of those guys that did not show up in those series.
But I also think
won.
Chris Bosch was tempered by LeBron James. I don't think he was tempered by Dwayne Wade. And I think... It is, while it was Dwayne Wade's team, LeBron came over there, and they were co-anchors of that team.
Yeah.
I think it was definitely Dwayne Wade's team last year.
Yeah.
And the year before. Definitely.
He still had a pretty good year.
No, he had a great year. He averaged like 18.
Hey, I was excited about those Dwayne Wade to the Knick rumors. Yeah.
That would have been great.
I was thrilled by that.
I think it was just Phil Jackson just trying to like raise Pat Riley's blood pressure. He's coming to the Knicks. Yeah, sure.
But it was also one of those things like you sort of believed it too after the spending spree that the Knicks went on. You went, oh, maybe they could.
Yeah.
No way Dwayne Wade was ever going
to
come to New York.
No, I mean, he wanted to, I think, really
not
though.
For $5 million.
Right. Right. Really though, I think if it was only between Miami and Chicago, as we now know. And Dwayne Wade is such a big Miami guy. He still has his basketball summer camp last week. He was there.
Yeah.
He was still wearing his Heat jersey. I mean, it's wild.
He's one of the only people to bring a championship to that city.
Yeah.
Nobody, you can't name anyone else.
That's why you pay him what he wants.
Well, yeah, no, I think that's...
I think that's just fair.
But we've seen this in other sports, too.
No, we have.
Derek Jeter was getting those Yankee contracts at the end of his career when he should have been getting $5 a day.
Yeah.
All right,
let's go to baseball.
Go to baseball.
All right, Matt Harvey's out for the year.
And you're excited.
Best thing that could have happened to the Mets. It really is.
You know what? Maybe be the best thing that happened to him, too. So
yeah,
this might
maybe
be some mutuality.
Clears his brain, clears everything. Now we know. This was the thing.
Right.
This was the thing that was fucking him up. So now, do you want to come back next year? Do we want to trade you? We probably have to see what he's going to be next year. But here's why this is great for the moment. Now you go and you make a big trade. Nice trade.
For?
Drew Pomeranz. You go get a Drew Pomeranz. I'm hearing Buchholz.
No.
I don't really want Buchholz, but I'm hearing that. But Drew Pomeranz is going to take a Michael Conforto or a Brandon Nimmo.
Oof.
That's what it's going to take.
Well, we're not going to be able to have both of those guys.
Yeah.
No, I don't think both of those guys are going to
I'm moving Conforto. I'm moving Conforto.
I want Conforto.
Because he can't hit lefties, right?
Nimmo has just got it. He's happy to
Conforto
be here.
Conforto had it last year.
He had it.
He had, what, 10 home runs in half a season?
But then he's trying too hard, swinging at everything, no discipline. Nimmo, for a young kid, has amazing plate discipline.
We were saying the same thing about Conforto last year.
Conforto's a power guy, and Nimmo's an average guy. So you're just going to have to sort of...
Depends who you want.
And Nimmo's a little bit faster than Conforto.
Yeah,
but I think Conforto plays a better outfield.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Nimmo looks a little lost out there.
I'll give you that.
At times.
Sometimes Nimmo does look, it takes weird routes to the baseball.
Yeah, takes very weird routes to the ball.
But I understand that. But to me, Nimmo was such a lift to this team.
I'm going
to look
up Pomerantz
really
numbers.
Needed a lift. Mm. And I think Drew Pomerantz is an option. I also think Andrew Cashner is an option.
Nobody wants Andrew Cashner anymore.
I know. And that's why you get him for nothing.
Yeah, agreed.
You get him for shit.
I'd be interested
so
in that.
Does this injury mean that... Because Wheeler still does not have a timetable yet.
I don't think Wheeler's coming back till September.
Yeah, that's what I said. They're not. They're no holding more timetable. He had a setback. They're not talking about. That's my feeling.
Mm-hmm. September and everything that just happened with Noah and Yonis. Don't worry about it. I think Noah's fine.
Well, they have the All-Star break.
Yeah.
So that's one of the silver lining. So.
And Yonis is fine. He'll be okay.
It didn't even look that bad when he slid. He was just like...
No, it wasn't the slide. It was the play off the wall where he jumped and missed the ball yesterday.
It was a slide.
No, 2 days ago.
The report was that it was a slide initially. I don't know if something else came out.
Gary said that it was the jump, and they showed it last night too. Mm-hmm. It was the jump where the ball hit the base of the wall and then went over his glove. He strained his quad on that play.
He looks indestructible, though. This guy does never get hurt.
315!
Yeah.
Man, he's in the MVP category.
I mean, what's it, 21 home runs?
21 home runs, 61 RBIs, slugging percentage of over 550. Yep. The man is in the MVP category.
You know who else is? Mr. Daniel Murphy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, this will be my weekly We Should Have Resigned Daniel Murphy segment.
I know, I understand. Listen.
Daniel Murphy could be playing third base right now, hitting you 320, 330, 340.
You don't know that he'd
be
doing
that here.
Boy,
that looks like he can rake at City Field, though, doesn't he?
He just wants to kill us.
God
He's
damn
here to
it.
Kill us now. Murphy against the Mets. Yeah, that's what he is.
He's a good hitter. He's always been a good hitter. He was a 300 hitter when he was a Met.
Listen to me now.
I'm listening.
The man started out at 440. He was down to 370, down to 365, down to 345. Now he's down to 330. It's going down.
Of course it's statistically
speaking. Do you understand he's
going to
stop?
It has to go down.
He's
going to
hit 280. Going to hit 280 this
year. He's not going to hit 280.
No, he's not going to hit over 300.
Of course
he
will.
No, he won't.
Of course he will.
Maybe he'll get hurt.
He's going to hit 305.
Maybe he'll get hurt. Maybe Murph gets hurt. Maybe I want.
If he gets hurt right now, he hits 340 on the year.
Yeah, right. Did you know that the other night when Nimmo slid into Murph, did you see that slide? Just
because
Nimmo's knee was on Murph's ankle, mm-hmm. and if he would have just put 2 more pounds of pressure on Murph's ankle, snappy, pappy, cappy.
Yeah, look, this is coming from the Ruben Tejada hanger-on. That is Joe Seidenberg.
Listen,
Ruben Tejada is great.
271
is
first year. 271 is first year.
Talk about guys who averages dipped.
Yeah.
He went from 271 to 171 to 071.
085.
He's owing the average now.
Yeah, exactly.
He's negative.
Yeah.
He has to pay to get into the ballparks now.
Yeah.
Here's what Daniel Murphy's done against the Mets this year. You ready for this?
Four,
12 games.
Yeah.
He's 21 for 48.
That's 425.
That's a 438 average.
438.
6 home runs, 3 doubles, 19 RBIs.
Okay, so 6 of his 14 home runs have come against us.
How great is that?
Against us.
That's great. That's retribution on his part.
Yeah.
Great.
All right. Great. You took less money and you're not going to win a championship ever in your career.
Oh,
deal with that,
money,
sucker.
He didn't take less money.
Yes, he did.
No, we didn't. He got a longer deal. We got a longer deal with them.
Yeah, but he got 3 years, $36 million. We were going to give him 1 year, $16 million, and then sign him.
Well.
Yeah, we're going to sign him.
I don't know.
If they didn't get Neil Walker, they were going
to
sign
him. He had to produce. So sometimes that contract pressure can
change
it.
He'll throw the ball away, and then, you know.
He made a few tumbly-dumblies.
Look at this guy turning Sonnenblick over here.
A little bit.
Rooting against Murph.
I hate Murph.
Yeah, I understand.
I hate Murph.
I
hate Murph
for
what he did.
He's a great ball player.
Okay,
but I want to get up in the standings.
I get it. I don't want to see him succeed because he stands in the way of our success. I'm just saying we could have signed him. That's all I'm going to say on Daniel Murph.
The idea that the man got you to the World Series, okay, I will accept that. But in the World Series, the man hit 100.
Sure.
The man hit 100, and then the ball went under his glove. Yeah. I'll never forget that. It was originally Carlos Beltran striking out on the 3-2 curveball, and now it's Murph's glove. I'll never forget that in my life. Or Lucas's throw.
I think the throw and Murphy are worse than Beltran.
Go.
Yeah, I want Daniel Murphy to get ALS.
Is that Derek Jeter syndrome?
Yeah, I hate him.
What was it?
And listen, Joe, stop trying to send Conforto away, man. What's wrong with you?
I'm not trying to send Conforto away. I don't want to send Conforto away, but you might have to, you see, because you might need a Pomerantz.
We
don't need
Pomerantz. Our pitching is going away.
Why do we need pitching?
What are you talking about?
I agree with you, Ahmed. This is the thing.
We don't
Who in baseball
that.
Has five
stop
aces?
Panicking.
We don't need five aces.
Stop it.
No, but our aces keep getting hurt. Matt,
that's what it is.
Noah.
Spoiled.
It's not.
We were never going to see all five of them together. Ever, ever, ever.
But here's something else that I think we need to touch on is the fact that trade Rafael Montero while you can, because he sucks.
His
ERA is over 8. Yeah. ERA over 8, and it's getting worse by the day, and they got to trade him. Yeah. So if you could package him and somebody, and you know, you could get something great.
But this is like, this
listen,
is...
man, they should have traded him last year for Cespedes. Then we'd have Michael Fulmer, who's like 9-1.
I told you all about Fulmer, man. That kid could throw the baseball. Holy shit, is he good.
I don't know. Just listen, stop trying to send Conforto away, and Brandon Nimmo's dope. And Dominique Smith is on the way, man. Mm-hmm. Don't sleep. He's coming. And he's a beast.
You will be, hopefully. You're hoping.
Listen, Sandy's doing a hell of a job, but we don't need another pitcher, man. Calm down.
No, get a bat.
Chill.
Get a bat.
We need a bat. We need offense. Yeah. The pitchers are doing fine. They're giving up, what, 3 runs here and there? Like, we should win games, bro. We need bats.
What do you think about this, then, Ahmed? You make a trade, let's say... I know nobody wants Alejandro Daza. That's clear.
But he gets booed in City Field.
We don't want him.
I don't want him at all. You move Daza, Plawecki, and like a Montero to the Padres for Melvin Upton Jr. He's having a great year.
I like it because he's got his swag back.
Yeah, he's hitting like 280 with 15 home runs.
How about the same group for Daniel Murphy?
You're not getting Daniel Murphy back.
Didn't we just establish we want him to die?
Yeah.
Blowing painful ALS death?
Yeah.
Like,
I didn't know what that meant.
It's over for him. That means die. That's what it means. Like, fuck Daniel Murphy. He's fucking our shit up, too. Bad.
I agree.
What, he's got 20 RBIs in 20 games? I hate this.
In 12 games.
I hate him.
I hate him. That's even worse. I hate him. Anyway, stop trying to, like, listen, the pitching's fine.
We just want to make our team better, man. That's all.
Operation. No, listen, I love the Mets. What do you mean? What are you telling me? I love them. Mm-hmm. But you don't need more pitchers. We got 3 out of 5. That's good. Now go get Bartolo still doing his thing.
He's an all-star.
I think what's-the-name's going to work it out. I think Verrett's going to work something out. He looked like shit because he hasn't been pitching.
You know, he looks like shit
figure it out.
He looks like shit because one day he's a reliever, one day he's a starter, one day he's a spot starter, next day he's your closer, next day he's your setup man. You know, he's hitting third in the lineup. What the fuck?
All of a sudden, now all of a sudden he's, you know, Vegas back to City Field. And,
well, to borrow a line from Ronnie, he parks the cars.
You know what's wrong with the Mets overall? Terry Collins.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, boy.
All right. I want to hang up and we're gonna talk about this. He hung up. So, I agree.
Yeah.
The man doesn't know how to manage
injuries. It's amazing.
Injuries, no, with injuries, not baseball itself.
Yeah. Mm.
You see, like...
Oh, here's Ronnie on cue.
That's Pops.
He heard Terry Collins.
That's a dick.
Hello?
Oh, maybe that was Terry Collins.
That was the FCC hanging up the phone on Ronnie because of...
Did I hang up?
Racial
evidence. We hear just about... There it is.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Terry Collins was calling in. Here he is again. Yeah. Tear?
What?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm here. You hung up on me. Someone hung up on me.
We didn't mean to.
What's up, Ronnie? We said Tear. It was like Beetlejuice.
Here's the thing. I know Logan Verrett does, you know, I'm sure he's the hot walker for my horse yesterday also. Anyway.
Logan Verrett sucks.
Anyway, anywho, you know, I agree with Ahmed. You got to relax. You know, the only thing, here's the thing. There's two things that concern me. You need Cespedes back. And you need him back quick, okay? And you got the great Ray Ramirez and the vaunted medical staff of the New York Metropolitan is taking care of that. So I expect him back sometime at the end of August, you know. knowing how they work, you know. And if you don't get Cespedes back, toot sweet, you're done.
I think, listen.
Those hamstrings are like 4 days.
You can talk about the Drew Pomerantzes and the Clay Buchholz. If you don't get Cespedes back, and if you want to call them the New York Cespedeses, I don't have a problem with that, okay? You got to get Cespedes back, and he better be back at Cespedes potential, okay? Because when they come back from the All-Star break, they get to see the Cubs, whose staff ERA is like a billion right now. Then they go visit Philadelphia for 3, and then they go visit the great Marlins. So the best thing that's going to happen to them now is the All-Star break, and they're going to probably, you know, if you get Cespedes back, you'll be fine. And you got to get him back.
I think they're going to get him back. Yeah. It's a strained quad. I don't think it's anything
to write. Quad. Put Daniel Murphy on the sideline.
Daniel Murphy is not Jonas Cespedes. They are not built the same way.
I'm just telling you.
They are not
built. When Ray Ramirez comes out and checks you out and says, "You okay?" You know, I mean, he's got a PhD.
Go to the hospital immediately.
The same college I'm going to in medicine.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Listen. Listen.
So what can I say?
Listen. We got 10 minutes
left. Thank you.
Cespedes.
Yeah, we got 10 minutes left.
Cespedes, when he's hurt, goes into the dugout, smokes a Marlboro Red, gets a cup of coffee, and he'll be fine.
But it's true.
You know, Daniel Murphy said without 2.5 years.
That's true.
One.
Yeah. Yeah.
It seems to be working out because I don't know if I've mentioned Daniel Murphy's numbers this year.
You have. I don't want to hear him again.
Terry Collins is the problem. Tell me about that, because we go through these phases with Terry Collins where he's got the key to the city, and then he's homeless, and he's got the key to the city.
Yeah, he's not quite homeless, and he doesn't quite have the key to the city. He's teetering on homeless again for me. But I think he just doesn't know how to manage injury. He doesn't understand. You know, you have Juan Lagares back, right? Mm-hmm. Why Alejandro Daaza?
Oh, but also, with Flores hitting like 4 home runs in 5 games,
you
why
took him
sit
out for Reyes?
For 2 or 3 games?
Yeah, but so this was his logic. I'm not defending it, but here it is.
He's going by the numbers, right?
Yeah, Flores was like 1 for 11 or 12 against him, and he didn't want to play Lagares because he's a righty, so he went with the lefty. Terrible. Just play the hot hand.
Does Terry Collins have luck with Powerball? I need to know, because this is insanity.
They're giving
really
him his tickets already ripped up.
Yeah. Listen, I like Terry. I like what he did last year. I like how he managed the team. I like how he handled the team.
Terry's the kind of guy you want when you're winning. You know, because
when you're losing, he's the worst.
Because he's like, he doesn't seem to have any, when we're losing, he's lost.
Yeah.
He doesn't have any, he doesn't inspire confidence at all.
I mean,
he just looks lost.
You look at it,
I don't know.
Yeah. You look at it, the first 4 years, you had the same record. 4 years in a row.
Yeah.
74-88. You'd be fired after 2 if I was the owner.
Unless he knows the bookie and he's making big money on these bets.
Yeah. But see,
it's no worse than Kokomo Joe, as you referred to him.
Kokomo Joe?
Yeah. The Yankees lose 15-0. Hey, Joe, how'd it go tonight? You know, I thought we did some things well.
Yeah. I mean, the guy that doesn't understand. And I don't know if for any of you that watched the Yankee game yesterday, we went to the feast before we watched the Yankee game. And
is that feast detail important?
Yeah. Oh, the feast. Go to Our Lady of Mount Carmel feast in Williamsburg. Have a good time. See some Italians.
They have
no more gambling. The mafia doesn't run anything anymore.
Unacceptable.
But you can have beer.
You can have beer, though. Bud Light or Bud.
Where are the Yankees in the standings? They're a game under 500?
Yeah, they're 8 games. They're 7.5 out.
They've been teetering on 500 for like 3 weeks.
So last night, it's tied, what, 6-6 in the top of the 10th. No, bottom of the 10th. Indians have runners on first and second. Ground ball, and Lindor's on second, running to third. Chase Headley clearly runs into Lindor.
No, he did not. He did not clearly. He was running in for the play.
It was Didi Gregorius's ball. When you're running this way, and Didi Gregorius is running straight, and Lindor's coming at both of them, and somehow Gregorius manages to miss Lindor, but Chase Headley, who looked to the right, and saw Lindor coming, ran right into him.
He did not run right into him.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
He got called out for interference, Lindor. Then Miller strikes out some bum, Carlos Santana, and then they get Kipnis to fly out. So, and then the Yankees win.
Wait, Lindor was called out for interference on that play?
Yes. Yeah. It was insane. It's insane. Baseball's insane.
Yeah.
I mean, the Jason Worth thing, good for him.
Yeah, piece of shit.
Piece of shit. Yeah. He did that. He tried to break Neil Walker's knee.
That was a late slide.
You saw it. I mean, he slid at the bag.
He also did it earlier in the game, too, but they wasn't called for it.
Well, he didn't. The slide earlier in the game wasn't late. He just went past the bag.
Yeah.
Right.
Which is now interference.
Right.
Yeah,
it's
that
weird.
Slide rule.
I hate
I'm
that
not
rule.
A huge fan of that slide rule.
Did you hear Keith Hernandez?
No. Oh, he did not like that at all.
He went ballistic.
What did he say? I missed it.
He was like, that was a good slide.
That shouldn't have happened. There's no double play. There's no takeout slide anymore. Baseball's a joke. He goes, if this was happening when I was playing, I'd quit.
Yeah.
He was like losing his mind.
Speaking of guys who spoke Marlboro Reds.
It was great, though. It was great to see Keith get crazy. All right, now we're going to go to the Euros. We got Portugal and France today. Italy loses to Germany last week in a real heartbreaking match. Because Graziano Pelle, who is on the way to China, he left Southampton. He's on the way to China. And Simone Zaza, who's just a piece of shit.
So, you know, you bring in Zaza. At this point, I'm like, all right, this is great. Right?
I knew it was
He's clearly coming in for the penalties,
I knew it was
right?
Bad.
Great. He gets up there.
and you just get that feeling.
He does a little stutter step, like eight stutter steps, and then just hits it in the row F.
And I like how Steve is—he's doing the Madden controls as he's talking too. What a fucking heartbreaker, man!
Yeah, Conte's the man. Thank you, Antonio Conte, for a great tournament. Thank you to the Juventus back three. Thank you to Buffon, who almost saved the game.
Yeah, that was like half an inch right under him.
Who almost said they're watching the Yankee thing?
Let me see this.
He runs right into him.
No, he doesn't. Actually, I'm looking at it now. So, the way the ball bounces.
And Wayne Ellington is a Miami Heat.
Oh, I saw good that. Work. So, now, here's the thing.
Oh, come on. This is ridiculous.
Right?
He's in the base path. Come on. That's not a bad. That's a terrible call.
If he would have went around him, he would have been out anyway.
That's a terrible call.
If they were all out of the baseline.
Anywho. So, Portugal and France today.
Who do you got?
I like Portugal today.
I said Portugal in the beginning. This team had a lot of firepower. I just don't see them losing.
You see, something that I was wrong about last week was when France and Germany played, because Mesut Ozil texted...
you?
No. texted Olivier Giroud to say, "We're not Iceland." He just wrote, "We're not Iceland."
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Which was, I thought that's some balls right there. But you weren't even Germany either, so that's all right.
Well,
but
doesn't that suck when your team loses to a team?
It's Griezmann.
And that, he's great. He's great.
He's the fucking man.
If France scores first,
it's over.
They can win that game.
France scores first, it's over.
It's over.
Portugal has to score first or take it deep into the game without a goal and then score late.
Yeah.
But, hey, baby, Paul Pogba's on his way, baby. Manchester United, it's coming. It's coming.
You think so?
Real Madrid dropped out. Okay. It's only us. It's only us.
100 million?
120.
120.
But what about the contract of what they offer him a week is not available yet?
Not yet. They haven't. Nothing's official yet, but I think he's coming. I think he's going to come because what they're doing now is they're offering a little bit less. They're offering 106 and Juan Mata for Paul Pogba.
Okay.
And I think you're going to have Bialy, Mkhitaryan, Zlatan Ibrahimovic, and Paul Pogba.
Yeah,
and that's insanity.
Well, where's Rooney going to play?
Striker. Jose Mourinho said in his introductory press conference, Wayne Rooney's not a midfielder. He's not going to play midfield on my team. He could be a number nine. He's not going to. He said specifically he's not going to play 50 meters away from the ball or from the goal. He goes, his job is to put the ball in the net, and that's what he's going to do.
Don't you think Paul Pogba's taking the easy way out here by joining all these guys?
He's going from Juventus to Manchester United. Yeah.
From God to God.
But the deal with Paul Pogba is you play him in the middle, you play Martial on each. So you're going to have Pogba, Martial, and Rashford.
It literally becomes a video game.
Oh, it's a super team. And then you're going to have Mkhitaryan.
Yeah. Where are you going to play him? That? I was wondering how you say that.
Is Henrik Mkhitaryan. And then you have... They're going to move Blind. I think Blind's gone. I think also they're going to have to figure out Scheiderlin. I don't think he stays. And Schweinsteiger's got to go. He sucks.
He's got to retire.
He's 34, 35. It's time to walk away from the game, my friend. All right, so now we have come to the time. It's 11:58. So, if I were a betting man, fellas.
Oof. Well, the baseball's off this week.
Yeah, so there's
nothing
there.
Baseball. No basketball. What are we betting on this week? I'll tell you who not to bet on. Humphrey Bogart.
We're going to discuss what?
Serena.
Is Serena the greatest female athlete of all time?
No doubt.
Yes, female athlete of all time. Is she top five athletes of all time?
Of course.
Yes, she is.
Okay, we've discussed Serena Williams. Now,
but here's the badass thing about that. She goes and she wins yesterday, and then she goes and wins the fucking doubles tournament with her sister.
That's
incredible.
It's balls. Balls to the wall with that woman.
All right, so if I were a betting man, I bet there's no sports. Soccer starts up next week again, doesn't it?
2 weeks.
2 weeks?
2 or 3 weeks.
Yep. Wow, we are really fucked this week.
Yeah.
I guess.
All right.
I think the United States wins the Olympic basketball.
Okay. There you go. There's an easy one.
Are you saying a gold?
Yes, the gold.
Gold?
They're going gold.
Andy Murray's going for his championship point right now.
Okay.
I'm putting my money in Andy Murray. I'm going to predict the U.S. wins the silver.
Oh.
At the Olympics.
If I were a betting man.
Which I don't even think it starts until when? Like a couple weeks?
Lionel Messi will leave Barcelona.
And go?
To Chelsea.
That's heartbreaking. Every time
say it. It's real, though. It's his father met with Ibrahimovic.
Well, they got the great manager.
Wasn't he suspended or something?
No, tax purposes. Now, they got convicted.
Yeah.
Sentenced to 21 months. Suspension.
But he's not going to jail, though.
No,
the the sentence was suspended, but they're going to open the books and see that Messi probably owes 70 or 80 million in back taxes, and he wants to get the fuck out of
Spain. Who is going to be the Jets quarterback is still lingering out there. That will chew on next
Geno
week.
Smith. Geno Smith. It's going to be Geno Smith. This has been Point of Order, a sports show about sports. I'm Joe Sonnenblatt.
Jason Bogdan.
And Stephen McGrath.
Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday. Happy life. Get ready. Fuck your wife. Yeah.